The following podcast is brought to you exclusively by the Rad Rob Radio Network. Through the years, we all remember when we first witnessed a national tragedy.
Alabama wins!
We remember the good times and the bad times through either a song, a TV show, a monumental sports achievement.
For the first time in 86 years, the Red Sox have won baseball's world championship. Can you believe it?
Or even the smell of a particular food from when we were young.
To all beef patties, special sauce, lettuce, cheese, pickles, onions, and a sesame seed bun.
Welcome to the show that will take you on a journey through time to relive those iconic moments. Welcome to RTW Rewind, where old school rules. So, without any further delay, let's introduce you to the host of the show, Rad Rob Rob Francois.
And we got the tree frogs covered.
Good job. That does it. Calgon, take me away.
Lose your cares in the luxury of a Calgon bath.
There's never any nudity in these. It pissed me off.
To leave skin feeling silky smooth as it lifts.
Wait till the last one to get
the soft, luxurious, fragrant world of Calgon.
I love it.
And I remember the one where there's a woman floating away in a bubble or something like that, too.
Calgon,
a nice pillow
take me away.
Only Calgon creates this luxurious world to make you silky all over. With rich, moisturizing foams and pampering powders, let Calgon take you away.
Told you it's not a flat earth.
Calgon, take me away.
Indulge yourself in Calgon luxury.
Right, can we just admit, like, they're horrible parents? Like, can we just, like...
Yes.
They're like, fuck it, that's I can't true. Deal with these asshole kids. I'm going to go fucking take a bath. Yeah. You guys can go
with
fuck
Calgon.
Off.
Burn right. That. Go drive the keys. Here's the car keys. You're five. I don't care. I'm going to sit in a bath for an hour and prune up and flick my bean.
Wait a minute. Calgon? Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Like, why was that never addressed? Like, these are fucking horrible mothers, right?
Horrible.
Let Calgon soften and pamper you. It's like no other bath experience.
But Mom, I'm hungry.
No, fuck you.
There's nothing like hot milk before bedtime.
Oh, yeah. Introducing Calgon foamy milk bath with milk and baby oil to soften you all over.
Oh, yeah.
Treat yourself to hot milk tonight. Let new Calgon foaming milk bath take you away.
So that was a little bit suggestive, wasn't it?
Hold on. Was Calgon the ancient that. Chinese secret? What the hell?
That's what Wayne says in Wayne's World 2 when Cassandra has the box.
Because I know that
he asks about her laundry.
Laundry
he says,
detergent, yeah.
Yeah, how do you make this so like so fresh and clean?
Ancient Chinese secret, huh?
Wait a minute. Calgon?
Dude, these fucking tree frogs are badass.
I don't hear shit. I can't believe you hear it.
It's pretty loud, yeah.
Come on, move it, Ted!
Oh, it is. It's Calgon water softener.
When I work out, I love to sweat.
Okay.
It's how I get the edge. But afterwards, I want to feel dry. So speed stick antifreeze gives me an edge, too.
This was Johnny's.
Speed stick's the wide stick. It goes on dry for man-sized protection in just a few strokes.
Whatever game you're in,
get good
the
edge. Shot.
Let the wide stick
that was like
the
20th take.
Speed stick, super dry antiperspirant.
By Menon.
Yes. No better way to face the day.
I knew you loved this one.
Oh, it's so
the morning
great.
Belongs to Speed Stick Plus. It's the antiperspirant more men reach for to prepare, to prevent, to protect. Speed Stick Plus, serious protection.
No better way to face the day. Menon. No better way to face the day.
Speed Stick Plus, serious protection.
Menon. The best, so the best.
I knew so Johnny. Would, I knew. Johnny
I usually
would love
hate this shit, but this is so good.
That's
good
another frogs. One I remember from bowling a lot too. Like, was that one in the '90s? Like, that's just something that sticks in my head. Because they completely changed the marketing, right? And they just came up with their own jingle on top of the Menon.
Well, no, remember the Oh, that was Right Guard mm-hmm. when they have like Hogan and yeah, like a true effervescent Ruination. And then they did the Major League 2.
Yep. Yep.
Which, upside down.
When I'm the cocaine lord,
fancy cologne, I use skin, smells great. But it also cools my skin.
Confidence is very sexy. Wouldn't you think?
Original and cooling blue
by Menon.
I typed that out to you when you wrote that.
Oh, that's the one where the auto parts. I think this is AC Delco. It's like buying time.
Yes, this is your suggestion.
For time, a car can become a real magnet for replacement parts. And not just filters, batteries, and spark plugs. That's why AC Delco has over 65,000 parts, with everything from alternators to evaporators. AC Delco has quality parts for just about every make of car or truck. Oh yeah, we also make remanufactured engines. AC Delco. It's like buying time.
FYI, for those listening, tree frogs are not part of any of these commercials.
Airport perform an 8 o'clock flight. Maybe we can talk. Otherwise, foot over.
Come on. I'll start. Oh no! That battery.
No matter what my customers drive, they depend on AC Delco batteries. They last up to 30% longer.
I'm sure they do. Just give me the generic equipment, okay?
AC Delco. If you're not asking for it, you're asking for it.
So again, like going back to bowling in sports and what they like to advertise while schmucks like us are watching TV, AC Delco, we had Firestone because of the Firestone Tournament Champions. There was tire commercials, muffler commercials, fucking battery commercials. Splitfire was another one because Splitfire sponsored the Splitfire Open. So
those are the ones that came up. I feel good, and they're dancing through the freaking because they were the Splitfire fire plugs and everything.
Was that?
Yeah.
Was that?
I don't know what that is.
Yeah, I don't know that one. You might need to look that one up, Ouch.
Do you guys remember the during pro wrestling they did the Gibraltar Transmission commercial? At Gibraltar Transmission, tune up, only $9.95. We'll fix your transmission and keep your car in drive. At Gibraltar Transmission, tune up can save you from those transmission failures.
Was that
it was on every? It was like with it was came on right after Apex Tech.
But I mean, was that local maybe? Because I don't remember that one at all. Like, was that a local franchise?
It was the 80s. Did you Rob? You were Connecticut, so you got
I got New York and New Jersey.
WWF, right? Yeah. You probably should have had that then.
I might have. I remember like AMCO, like
MCO. Or I'm not gonna pay a lot for this muffler, right?
Or Meineke, or what was the fucking paint Mako. Mako was a big one too.
Better get better get Mako.
The Ambassador finish, $79.
Yeah,
spray paint. It's horrible.
Oh shit! Okay.
Those transmission failures. That's outstanding. That is outstanding.
And it came on. I'm like, I'm watching Superfly jump on Magnificent Morocco, and then I'm going at Gibraltar transition. Holy shit.
Oh, that's so good, dude.
Fuck. Yeah, that was, and again, and it was only on during, like, WWF or something like Apex Tech, Garden State, Brickface, Stucco, and Stoneface was another one. That was,
I remember that one.
On
yep.
And
you can help your hamburger. You can make it a delight.
Just smile and say cheeseburger macaroni.
Here's what I'm talking about.
Say cheese.
Hamburger helper.
Say cheese.
Helps your hamburger.
Hamburger Helper Cheeseburger Macaroni turns your plain hamburger into a savory, tangy cheddar cheese and macaroni supper your family will smile about.
Hamburger Helper, Helper, Hamburger Helper.
Say cheese.
Makes
make
a great,
great
meal.
I love the Italian version where he's like, make a great meal.
Yeah.
My parents never had Hamburger Helper in the house. I never had it as ever.
That's bad parenting.
That is horrible. Really bad parenting. Yes.
Try Hamburger Helper Cheeseburger Macaroni.
That's my favorite. Cheeseburger Macaroni.
Plain hamburger into a hearty, delicious meal that'll please your coolest customer.
Hamburger Helper.
that was great, man. Give me five.
Would you settle for four?
Make a great meal. He's probably good with the ladies, too, with all them
they
fingers.
They were mighty hungry when they got home that night. No ordinary meal would do them right. She needed something hearty.
Beef noodle hearty.
She got the hearty.
I love beef noodle, too.
Her helper, she
that was a good one.
Chicken beef noodle always tasted real good, and it was hearty.
Beef noodle hearty.
Had oodles and noodles and a beefy sauce, too. Her two guys loved it, and her daughter did, too, because it was hearty.
Beef noodle. Beef noodle hearty.
Hamburger Helper.
Hearty beef noodle.
Makes a great meal.
Oh, give me a meal with a real cowboy feel and a sauce with that real western zest. My chili macaroni's great. They'll all clean their plate, cause this cowhand makes chili mac the best.
Just add hamburger to our macaroni and thick, great-tasting chili sauce. Hamburger Helper Chili Macaroni. It's a delicious family meal.
That's my brand.
Hamburger Helper
Chili Macaroni. Yahoo!
Makes a great meal.
All right, so we got to dive into this. Johnny, never
do they have that anymore? I mean, I guess still at the store, right? I got to figure.
There's 15 different flavors of hamburger.
Yeah, I probably just haven't seen the commercials, I guess.
I have had it, but I didn't have it till I was like in college.
That's crazy to me.
Mom just always made regular macaroni or make a bolognese sauce or something.
Well, that's fair. I mean, you're Italian, so yeah.
And she used to say, yeah, no, we don't eat that shit here.
All right, so Ocho's Italian-ish.
Same as macaroni and cheese or like Velveeta shells.
Right.
I didn't have those until college either.
So both of you are Italian, but obviously Ocho, I'm assuming you had that stuff and Johnny didn't, right?
Not much. No, not much, though. Okay. And it prepped me for college because I used to eat. It was so cheap.
So
and
cheap.
You get so many meals out of the damn thing.
Yeah. It's like 79 it was like, cents a box or some shit like that, yeah, right?
And it was like one step up from ramen noodles. And pretty it was like a 1,000 steps up from taste. So like it was like that's a no-brainer.
But the same sodium. Like 1,200 milligrams, right?
We're good. Yeah, we were good. We were gonna. I mean, I was gonna play tennis the next day anyway. It didn't matter.
So my go-tos were cheeseburger mac, lasagna, and beef noodle. Like those were my go-tos when it came to Hamburger Helper. Oh, Joe, did you have any favorite flavors?
The cheeseburger and then the hearty noodle one was mine.
Yeah. What about you, Johnny? Remember?
I definitely like the cheeseburger macaroni.
You know, I make my own beef noodle now, and it's so much better for you. Like I'll just throw beef broth, you know, and you know, make a roux, throw beef broth in, hamburger, noodles, and all that. And it's way, way, way less sodium and tastes a lot better. So
call it hamburger non-helper or something, or hamburger non, I don't know, non-fat, I don't know. Yeah, there's something there. Call it tree frog something. Inspire it.
So after all these years, like 30, 35, 40 years of Hamburger Helper, you think they'd find a way to put, like, hamburger in it so you don't even have to fucking buy it, right?
Yeah, no shit. Just call it helper.
But that's the thing. But that's the whole point. Like, it's all they're doing is putting. They're giving you literally a. They're geniuses.
They're geniuses. It's a brilliant marketing idea. They're taking pasta, out the main element. And people are like, this is the best thing ever.
And making you do all the work and exactly. Saying, okay, here you go.
You got to spend $1 for the hamburger helper and then $6.
It's a box of starch and a packet of fucking.
Like if you took freaking like Barilla pasta and put hamburger in it, you get the same shit.
That's
what
I do now. Right, exactly. That's hilarious.
So, no, that's. They're way ahead of the game. They're like, the last thing we're ever going to do is make it easier and put hamburger in it.
Fucking frogs.
Because then you got to freeze it, too.
Right.
My baloney has a first name.
It's O-S-C-A-R. My baloney has a second name. It's M-A-Y-E-R. Oh, I love to eat it every day.
And if you ask me why, I'll say, cause Oscar Myers has the way to B-O-L-O-G-N-A. That's how I know how to spell baloney.
That's right.
How's that?
I was like, what the hell's Bologna? I just spelled Bologna.
There you go, little lady. One roasted Oscar Mayer hot dog. And try a little ketchup with that. Oh, all right. Mustard, then. You look like the mustard type.
You look like a mustard type? Is that okay to say to like a
four-year-old? Foghorn Leghorn is being like awfully inappropriate to this little girl.
Is that okay to say to like a four-year-old? Like
It's an animated like rooster, so I think it's okay.
You look like a mayo type on your face.
Yeah, you look like you would enjoy a spicy brown.
Look, you got daddy problems, you're four.
Look at here.
You want some Dijon?
Onions?
Peanut butter, that's it.
Peanut butter, that's
not it. Not at all. Well, what? I say, just what do you eat your Oscar Mayer hot dog with?
It's my finger.
And Oscar Mayer wiener bites.
Get it, girl.
That's cute.
No, that's cute. No, she did have daddy bites.
Oh, no.
You guys
are terrible. Why didn't I think of that?
These are rotten human beings.
And that was
he's like, why did not think of that?
That was 1980. So I think I have a couple more to play over that, but I just want to stop real quick. Like, the best hot dog I ever had growing up as a kid, like, I'd go, my grandfather lived next door, and I'd walk next door to his house, and he would fry them in a cast iron pan in butter. And it was, like, the first time I ever had, like, a fried hot dog with butter, and it was, like, the greatest fucking thing I ever had in my life. And I was, like, I don't know, 7 years old or whatever.
Were there specific brands of hot dogs?
They're Oscar Mayer. Oscar Mayer and butter. Just fucking fry it up and eat three or four.
I was a big Sabret and Thumans fan.
Later in life, as I got into like natural casings and all
that. Were like, Bests. Yeah. I like Bests hot dogs too.
I wanted Ballpark Franks because it said they plump when you cook them, and like the bricks would freaking like bust out of the. Yeah. There was a liquor store that my dad used to get his Ballantine Ale at, and the bricks purposely were like pushed out a couple times, and we were like, they must have Ballpark Franks here.
Influential,
man. Totally influential.
I like ballparks now. I didn't like them then, but my dad got me into like skinless hot dogs, you know, probably my teenage years. Locally in Connecticut, we had a bunch of like, you know, German delis and stuff like that. So we'd get local brands like Groton Wiggle or Muckies. We'd get Soggies from Rhode Island. And later, like now, since they're gone, the closest thing I can find to those are, like Johnny said, Sabrets are very good. What was the other one? Salins, and there's a brand called Hoffman's. They're like the best hot dog I ever had. But as a kid, Oscar Mayer was a big thing for me. Bologna, hot dogs. I mean, it wasn't good for you, but who the fuck cared, right? Like, it was cheap, and you know, it filled you up.
Still delicious. Bologna's and a hot dog.
Oscar Mayer hot dog is juicy as can be. That's why I've got my napkin on to catch the juice you see. I like the taste of juiciness, but I am wearing my new dress.
Oscar Mayer roasts them to seal in the natural juices and make them just the best that they can be. But do you really need a napkin?
I can't take it off with them.
Jennifer?
I have to put it on again.
That was Jody Sweetin.
From Full House.
Not Full House.
Good job. Yep. Good job.
She has huge tits. Huge.
All right, here we go.
Those nibbits some hamburger places serve are actually processed chicken.
Excuse me, but what was that in there?
It's chicken.
Chicken.
Processed.
Processed? That's like when they take a lot
take
of chickens
a lot of part,
and assemble
part,
the respective
other
parts.
What parts? What pieces parts?
Parts is parts.
Wendy's Chicken Sandwich is pure boneless breast of chicken. Moist and perfect and not processed.
As I hear tell, all the parts are crammed into one big part fused.
Yeah. And then all the one big part is cut up into little pieces parts.
Parts is parts.
You want something better, you're Wendy's kind of people.
That's a deep cut. I could not have even fucking studied that, so fuck off.
No, I know. You didn't suggest it. You suggested the next one.
Fucking A, right? Yeah, I killed it. I just killed it.
You did.
Fucking A.
It's really sad, but good job, Ouch.
It's awful. I hate my life.
Yes, we know it's a
very
small fun.
Talk to the manager.
It is the manager.
Where's the beef?
He's putting us under the supervisor.
If you ask me what you did, we should call the owner.
At Wendy's, the hamburger we modestly call a single has...
If you ask me what you didn't, like, she was a fucking bitch.
It's more beef. What sucks is, like, she died only, like, 4 years later.
No. She was rich.
Hello? Where's the beef?
Wendy's kind of people never ask, where's the beef?
I don't think there's anybody there. I really don't.
It certainly is a big
bun.
It's a very big bun. Big fluffy bun. It's a very big fluffy bun.
Where's the beef?
Some hamburger places give you a lot less beef on a lot of bun.
Where's the beef?
At Wendy's, we serve a hamburger we modestly call a single. And Wendy's single has more beef than the Whopper or Big Mac. At Wendy's, you get more beef and less bun.
Hey, where's the beef? I don't think there's anybody back there.
You want something better. You're Wendy's kind of people. When you drive to Wendy's and order a single, you get more beef than the Whopper or the Big Mac.
Hello?
because you never have to ask where's the beef.
That's good shit. You can already tell what's coming up next, but so
Big Red.
To this day, Wendy's is still like one of my favorite burgers. Do you guys agree?
I never go.
Really?
Jen likes Wendy's more than, I mean, she doesn't go ever, but like if she were to pick a fast food, it'd be Wendy's. And I don't even know what they serve besides.
They have good chicken there too.
Really good chicken, yeah. Now that I'm on like a keto diet because of my blood sugar, I actually got a Baconator today without the bun, without the mayo and ketchup, and just ate, you know, two huge patties with cheese on it and you bacon.
You just ate the ater.
I ate the ater, yeah.
Yeah.
Well, it was bacon on it. It was. Anyways, you're an asshole.
No little cinnamon gum freshens breath longer than Big Red.
Give your breath long-lasting freshness with Big Red.
A little longer.
Hold tight a little longer. Longer with Big Red. That Big Red freshness lasts right through it.
Your fresh breath goes on and on.
Why don't you do it? Say goodbye a little longer. Make it last a little longer.
Give your breath long-lasting with Big Red. Just crush that.
I don't know. I always end up biting. Ask Mr. Fox, for he's much cleverer than I.
This isn't
Mr.
right.
Mr. Fox, how many licks does it take to get this to the right. Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
One,
why don't
two,
you ask Mr. Turtle, for he's been around a lot longer than I.
This is the wrong one.
I bite.
Wait for it, Oach. Wait for it.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
I never made it without biting.
I never made it without biting. Ask Mr. Owl, for he is the wisest of us all.
Mr. Owl, how many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop?
A good question. Let's find out.
One,
two,
three.
If there's anything I can't stand, it's a smart owl.
How many licks does it take to get to the Tootsie Roll Center of a Tootsie Pop? The world may never know.
Okay, does anybody know at this point? Like, has anybody Googled it to see if anyone's ever licked a fucking thing that long to find the middle? Like, somebody had to do it, right?
They do it, but like, so did they lose count, or did they not know what lick wasn't a lick or something?
There's some lunatic out there that has decided to try.
You would think in 45 years.
It's immeasurable, because if you lick it, well, shit, if you put it in your mouth once, you kind of like ruin the experiment.
Well, yeah, you can't put it in
your
mouth.
It has to be a lick.
It has to be a lick. I mean, your tongue, you know, like Gene Simmons' tongue
is bigger. Is that a metaphor for like jizzing early or something like that? Like, think about it. Like, how many licks does it take to get pre-cum? I don't know.
Jesus Christ. He's not even drinking.
Just getting out of bed.
Speaking of, I think I want one.
Face all that's yours ahead.
There's blood waking up.
Soldier starts to bloom.
Soldiers in your cup.
It sounds like South Park did this version.
Soldiers in your cup.
Folgers is mountain grown coffee, and the rich aroma of mountain grown beans makes Folgers one coffee made with the morning in mind.
Now things are feeling right. You see the morning in a whole new light. There's hard work to be done. Another day yet to be won. The best.
Heart awakening up, it's Folgers in your cup. Today she gets room service. How tough can it be? She makes breakfast every morning. She calls me coffee.
Even if you might not want to, you can't help but wake people up with the fresh mountain grown aroma of Folgers coffee.
Voila.
You made me breakfast in bed.
Well, coffee anyway.
But their hero held them tight. I'll start Folgers to brew. Mountain-grown aroma coming through.
Folgers aroma roasted
coffee.
This
is the Christmas version, I guess.
Mountain-grown beans richly roasted and finely ground for great waking-up aroma.
Oh, what that aroma can do, brighter day for me and you.
The best part of waking up is Folgers in your cup.
So let's be honest.
This is what they all sound like. I swear to God. Seems the whole world is out to get you.
Everything is wrong. Nothing seems right. Inside, the saddest turn is back. Can't let me bring you down, you knew got to fight it. Tried, but you can't let go. When you're down, then you gotta get up. Don't let them walk all over your face. Stand up, hold yourself and make everything right again. Even if some guy's trying to blackmail you and your girlfriend thinks you suck, I'm telling you, let them know the result is part of some rich guy's evil plan. Look out ahead, there's a truck changing lanes. Got some yellow crumbs on your upper lip. And those warts on your dick aren't gonna go away unless you start using topical cream every day.
That's what the...
Trying to get some health for that one.
The first vulture song. Good to have you, family. It's the best part of waking up. It's like Triple H sung the folk.
That's great job, Johnny. Great.
Oh, speaking of tree frogs.
Hey.
I knew we'd get there eventually.
Bud. Pines. Bud. Bud. Pines. Bud. Pines. Bud. Bud. Pines. Bud. Pines. Bud. Pines. Bud. Pines. Bud.
I love when that commercial came out.
Before we get
man.
To the rest of them, like that was a huge. That, like that's back when Super Bowl commercials actually meant something, which they've been shit the last 5-10 years.
Agreed.
But that was a fantastic marketing campaign. They sold merchandise.
So great.
Like, and it went on for years. Like, we'll get into it. Like, they brought in fucking Frank and Louie and the Ferret and all that. Like, it had a long run.
It sure did. There's been a couple that I think have outkicked their coverage, like, say, Geico.
Agreed.
I think it's been a little too long with the Gecko.
I agree.
Bud.
Perfect.
This was the year after Super Bowl commercial from the original.
What a day. I get fired on
love
national
this one.
TV.
It could be worse.
So this is
how
4 years later.
How could it possibly be worse, Frank?
5 years later.
I think it just got worse.
And now, Budweiser's replacement for Louie the Lizard.
No.
The Ferret.
This is not going to be good for my blood pressure.
He's good.
Don't encourage him, Frank.
Okay, so we're going to get crazy Eddie here, I think we're ending with. But, dude, I loved Frank and Louie. Like, when they went that direction, that shit was gold. And I wish I could find them all. That was so, so fun. That was Johnny's idea to put the Budweiser frogs up there. But
I'm still stuck on the
on the song? Or the Folgers?
I can't stop fucking laughing. It sounded identical.
It did. Johnny was very good.
I'm trying, dude. I swear to God. I even took a break and left. And this guy is in jail or something, isn't he?
He may be dead by now, but I mean, no. Yeah, he is definitely in jail.
I mean, it's not just a clever name, apparently.
I watched a whole documentary on his brother turned him in for, like, I don't know, fraud or laundering or some shit. I forgot what it was. But
oh, that could be at least a 30-minute bit on the next show or something. I don't know. You saw it on, like, YouTube or on...
Yes, YouTube.
I gotta look that up.
Betamax or a TV video game, get it now, because Crazy Eddie can't be beat. With prices so low, he's practically giving it all away. Shop around, get the best prices you can find, then go to Crazy Eddie, and Crazy Eddie will beat
212, is that New York? New Jersey?
Guarantees you
New York, okay.
And the guarantee.
Well, he was all over. All over the
201 was New Jersey, all of New Jersey back then.
So he was all over the tri-state area.
It's Crazy Eddie's greatest grand opening.
Here he goes.
All great Crazy Eddie stores are celebrating the grand opening of Crazy Eddie's new Syosset Long Island store at 350 Jericho Turnpike with the guaranteed lowest sale prices on anything and everything in home entertainment. Shop around. Get the lowest sale prices you can find, but don't buy anything till you see Crazy Eddie, because Crazy Eddie will beat any price you can find. It's Crazy Eddie's greatest grand opening sale ever going on now at all great Crazy Eddie locations with prices that are insane.
I remember the Christmas one where all the ornaments were off the fridge. Here we go.
Stereo rack system, get it all on sale now during Crazy Eddie's greatest Christmas sale.
All the ornaments were off the tree at the end.
Prices are insane.
I would have seen it. God damn it.
Are you ready, Queen?
Wait for it.
Look at this. Hookers.
Because Crazy Eddie's greatest double barrel grand opening Christmas sale ever is going on right now at Crazy Eddie's new warehouse outlet, 3708 Main Street, Flushing. And all great Crazy Eddie superstores are celebrating with the absolute guaranteed lowest sale prices ever. Hello, how are you? Oh, my goodness. This is it, Queens. It's the grand opening of Crazy Eddie's new warehouse outlet. Hamana. 3708
Main Street,
Flushing. We're having a great time. You will, too. Come on down. Get a video camera for Christmas. Get a color TV, video recorder, big screen TV.
Dude, a hand caught it.
Get it all on sale now during Crazy Eddie's greatest Christmas sale ever. Remember, we are not undersold. We will not be undersold. We
is that a Betamax on his right?
Go to Crazy Eddie now and get a video recorder, color TV, video camera, anything and everything in TV and video. Get it now during Crazy Eddie's greatest Christmas sale ever. You try to do a commercial like this, Crazy Eddie's prices are insane.
What is he doing where the Christmas trees are out of ornaments
get
by the end?
Get a car stereo for Christmas. Get an in-dash radio, cassette player, equalizers, power booster, radar detector. Get it all on sale now during Crazy Eddie's greatest Christmas sale ever. Shop around, get the lowest sale prices you can find, then see Crazy Eddie, and he'll beat them. Crazy Eddie will not be undersold, and that's the Crazy Eddie guarantee. So get anything and everything in car stereo during Crazy Eddie's greatest Christmas sale. Crazy Eddie, his Christmas sale prices are ho-ho-ho insane.
This guy's crazy.
Sorry, Ouch, that's all I had.
That's all right.
So, that was your last suggestion. That guy could sell anything, literally. Like, just
dude. I feel like he watched Ric Flair promos, and they were like, "You got to just imitate this guy," and they went on.
Yeah, I mean, he was very, very good. He's a good showman. He's a great talker, and he made a lot of fucking money, but obviously got him nowhere in the end.
Give us a 2 minute skinny on what happened to him.
All right.
Since we're not going to do a show about Crazy Eddie, obviously.
I mean, yeah, I can if you want.
No.
Let's look at the Wikipedia here. In February 1987, the United States Attorney's Office for the District of New Jersey commenced a federal grand jury investigation into the financial activities of Crazy Eddie. In September of that year, the United States Securities and Exchange Commission, the SEC...
Time out. Was he the owner of these franchises, or was he just the spokesman for them? Like,
he was the owner, and his brother did the payroll and
dude, this like, is Vince McMahon at WWF. Holy shit, it really is.
His brother found out that he was cooking the books, and he turned them in.
Okay, go ahead. Yeah, now that the people know.
So the SEC initiated... an investigation into alleged violations of federal securities laws by certain Crazy Eddie officers and employees. Eddie Antar was eventually charged with a series of crimes. Antar fled to Israel in February 1990, but was returned to the United States in January 1993 to stand trial. So think about this. 87, they started the investigation, and they didn't get him until 93. His 1993 conviction on fraud charges was overturned, but he eventually pleaded guilty in 1996. So that's 9 years later. In 1997, 10 years later, Antar was sentenced to 8 years in prison and was subject to numerous fines. He was released from prison in 1999, and he died in 2016.
How old was he? How old was he when he died?
Let's see. He was born in
83, right? 82, I want to say.
The store was founded in 71. I don't know when he was actually born.
Usually, it's, if you're on Wikipedia, usually it says like his birth date and death date.
It doesn't say that.
All right, never mind. I'll we'll tweet us what you think Crazy Eddie was when he died, and we'll we'll give you a bag of jelly beans if you win.
More about the fraud, almost from the beginning. Crazy Eddie's management engaged in various forms of fraud. The Antars deliberately falsified their books to reduce or eliminate their taxable income. They also paid employees off the books and regularly skimmed thousands of dollars in cash earned at the shops. For every $5 Crazy Eddie reported as income, $1 was taken by the Antars. In 1979, the Antars began depositing much of this money, hundreds of thousands of dollars, in Israeli bank accounts. That's laundering.
Ooh, he knew what he was doing from the get-go then.
Yes. The Antar family skimmed an estimated $3 to $4 million per year at the height of their fraud. In one offshore bank account, the family deposited more than $6 million between 1980 and 1983. By 83, it became more and more difficult to hide the millions of illicit dollars, so they decided the way to cover up their growing fraud was to take the company public. In preparation, Eddie initiated a scheme in 1979 to skim less each year. Since more income was actually being reported, this had the effect of showing drastically increasing profit margins. While the company's actual profits, taking into account skimmed profits, from 1980 to 1983 increased approximately 13%, reported profits increased nearly 171%.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God.
Not good.
Oh, fuck. That. Oh, my God.
So they went
public. You know what it's like? It's like in that in Office Space when the decimal point was in the wrong spot and they were going to take like, you know, like 80 grand over the course of like 2 years. And yes. They took 4 million in 5 days.
Yes. So in 1984, they went public. The initial shares went for $8. By early 86, 2 years later, they were trading at more than $75 per share. Eddie recruited his cousin to assist the company with its fraud. Let's see. Crazy Eddie's auditor was, I believe that was his brother. Or his brother did something with the books. And he's the one that actually turned him in. Let me see if I could find that here. Why doesn't it show that? Fucking people write this shit. In any event, there is a news like special from local news in New Jersey on YouTube that you can find about the Crazy Eddie scandal. It may have even been in, like Nightline or you know 2020 or something like that as well. But it actually has an interview with his brother or cousin. Actually, you know what? I think it's his cousin. And they finally met face to face before Eddie died for the first time since he had him arrested. So it was a pretty interesting thing. But yeah, I mean everybody. In the tri-state area in the Northeast, knew about Crazy Eddie. I don't think anybody else around the country did, but we all grew up around the same, you know, area as kids, and I always remember Crazy Eddie coming on TV, and you'll never forget him.
He was, another one during pro wrestling too. That was in
yeah,
was
a no, absolutely right. So good stuff, guys. That's yeah, it's probably gonna be like a 15-parter here. We'll chop it up.
Well, each week, you know, that's why we have to like almost divvy it. Like, we're not going to do 80s movies. You can't do that. You have to like genre it up or just do like you guys did with the Van Damme versus yep. Seagal. So there's topics inside of topics inside of topics that we'll dive into and then figure it out from there because,
yeah.
Or if you don't record it, we'll just do our thing.
You know? You're an asshole. So I would also do like, you know, the burger wars between Burger King and McDonald's and Wendy's, the Coke and Pepsi war. I mean, there's a ton of stuff that we can get into.
It's such a wormhole that you can dive into.
It is for sure. Johnny looks like he wants to go to bed. So Johnny, where can we find you on Twitter, buddy?
At JPJR07.
Ocho, what's your Twitter handle?
I don't know.
At the DR Ocho. You can follow me on Twitter and Instagram at RadRobGaming. You can follow the show on Twitter at RTWBrand. We will be back next week for another edition of RTWBrand right here on the E-Rad Rob Radio Network. See you next week.
Later.
Thank you for listening to this episode of RTW Rewind. For all the latest news and announcements, please follow us on Twitter at RTWBrand. You can also follow Rad Rob at Rad Rob Gaming. You've been listening to RTW Rewind. exclusively here on the Rad Rob Radio Network.